T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right, we're back. We're at Gallia Hall. The crew of Baby Dolls just passed, and that's a group that Tommy Tucker has aspired to belong to for a long, long time.
Yeah, I was talking to them just now about an audition, but they said with the artificial knee, it may not work so well. But they're beautiful, man. It says that group's been around for 100 years. Beautiful yellow dresses trimmed in pink and matching umbrellas, yellow umbrellas with the pink trim. And as if that's not enough, they all had white handkerchiefs out second lining. So quite a routine they put on. Mondo Cayo coming
up now.
It's
Mondo Cayo.
This is an explosion of color, would you not say, Newell?
They got to have 200 members, every color imaginable. The costumes are incredible. I mean, they look great. They're passing in front of Gallia Hall at the present time. A couple of floats that are the bicycles in a lot of different costumes, Viking ears, all kinds of stuff.
Tell me about the group.
Mondo Cayo, we celebrate the fact that we live in the northernmost banana republic.
How long you been in it?
16 years.
Did you have anything to do with it getting founded? Because you're right at the start of it.
Am I one of the founders? No.
Do you know who is?
Several people.
I'll find them. Happy Mardi Gras, all right? How long you been in Mondo Cayo?
Happy Mardi Gras!
Happy Mardi Gras to you. How long you been in Mondo Cayo?
I can't hear you.
How long have you been in Mondo Cayo?
Oh, about 9 years.
What made you get in it?
It's fun.
Been doing any drinking today? Won't answer me. I feel as though I'm a member of the group here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, you're wearing the Zulu coconut bra. That's very nice. I don't know what else that is. Oh, a pair of Zulu coconut fuzzy. Anyway, yeah, below the waist. What is it?
What pair do you want?
I'll go with the northerly pair if I can. How long you been in the group?
You Yankee, you.
Yeah, how long you? Well, you know, I'll sell out for anything. Tell me how long you been in the group.
Oh, you know, you got to get to the corner somehow.
Tell me, what you do for a living. I don't want to know your name, but what do you do for a living normally?
I'm an artist.
Yeah, well, did you create the costume?
I'm a merchant, and I made the costume.
Nice coconuts, maybe a banana for next year.
It's interpreted racial.
Yeah, maybe a banana for next year.
Right, and I probably have Zulu, or I've got Zulu everywhere,
yeah.
And I've got Rex in other places. So, you know, we're a multidimensional crew.
I'm going to stop here while we still have a broadcast license, all right?
That's putting it lightly.
Oh, look at this. Look at this young Mondo Kiowa. Hi, what's your name?
Oh, hi, I'm Heather.
And who's this?
I'm Jace.
You having fun, Jace? How old are you, about 18?
Good.
Are you about 18? How old are you?
Five.
I'm sorry. There's the confetti. Has mom been carrying you the whole time? No? You having fun? All right, Mom, don't tell me your first name. What do you do for a living?
Oh,
I don't know who you are. I'm just asking for you. What do we do for a living? No response. Probably an attorney for the U.S. District Court. Nice talking to y'all. He's beautiful. He really is.
Thank you.
Okay.
Tommy, the colors of this group is just absolutely stunning. They just did a salute.
Do you all design your own costumes or what?
Oh, yes. Everyone does their own costumes.
Really? You made this yourself?
What's that?
You made that yourself?
Absolutely.
Very nice. What do you do for a living?
I don't think anybody else would want to take credit for it.
What?
I don't think anybody else would want to take credit for it.
Yeah, it looks great. What do you do for a living normally?
All right. What's that?
What do you do for a living normally?
I was an attorney with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, but now I'm retired.
Oh, it's close. Look at this lady. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. What do you do for a living normally? Don't tell me your name.
I'm an interior designer.
What made you design the costume this way? A lot of green sequins. Very nice.
Me and my friends are all dressed this way. So.
Well, have a good time. Happy Mardi Gras to y'all, all right? Seems as though it's primarily a female group, is it or not?
No,
Is it primarily female, the group, or not?
Mardi Gras! Love y'all!
Tommy, this group's having a great time. A lot of colors, a lot of great costumes. About 250 strong coming down St. Charles Avenue.
Yep. How y'all doing, all right? Happy Mardi Gras to y'all. Hi. So we know we're getting close now. We've had Pete Fountain. We've had the New Orleans Baby Dolls. Oh. We've had Mondo Cayo. Police units lined up, so there are no breaks, which means, can you see anything from up there, New Orleans?
I cannot see past the stands right here. It's a little difficult to see it, but that's the first time I've seen this group. That was an interesting group. A lot of colors, red, green, gold, pink, orange, turquoise. They got every color in the palette covered.
And they all make their own costumes. There's a gentleman here I wanted to talk to, flying the Union Jack. How are you?
Hi, yeah, we're from London.
Is this your first Mardi Gras or not?
We were in 2013.
Yeah, and you wanted to come back, huh?
Yeah, sure did. We have to come back before we get too old.
How does this compare to, like, a royal event with the Queen?
It's crazy. This is crazy. With the Queen, it's a bit more sedate, you know? But in 2013, we were interviewed by Fox TV, and we were on the TV.
Let me ask you this. That God Save the Queen, I always get confused with that. Can you sing a little bit of that for us? A little bit of God Save the
Queen. Oh, gracious Queen, God save the Queen.
No, keep going here. You can sing it to Queen, the Queen, when she comes by.
She
Queen Zulu. Sing a little bit.
Yeah.
But are you from Britain, too?
I'm from D.C.
Oh, well, can you sing God Save the Queen?
I don't.
How about Hail to the Chief?
No.
She's checking.
How about Mardi Gras Mambo?
See, I don't know. Let me ask. Can you sing Mardi Gras Mambo?
No.
No?
I'm a bad singer. You don't want to hear me singing.
No? How about you, Mr. Don't Give a Sheet with the yellow flag? Can you sing Mardi Gras Mambo?
Mardi Gras Mama! I don't know how to do that.
Mardi Gras Mama.
Mama.
Yeah, I'm guessing not from here.
It's amazing how early people get confused. We got to get to a break. We're going to be right back. Tommy Tucker on the street. Newell Norman up top at Gallia Hall. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break. We're back. Newell Norman, Gallia Hall, Tommy Tucker out on the street. Tommy, it looks like the intensity's building. They're playing YMCA right now. The DJ's having a blast. The crowd's growing every minute.
It's amazing. I didn't realize until I turned around how much these stands have filled in. They were empty when we got here.
They're full.
Now they're full.
They're full now. Not a seat in the house. Everybody's dancing, having a good time. DJ's doing a great job.
He really is. Selection. Everybody doing the YMCA before. We're shouting before. I see a unit down there not too far away. I don't know if that could be the lead unit of Zulu or not. I don't have any more. Do we see the Lions Marching Club or not?
Can't quite see them, but the Zulu officials are starting to fill the podium here, so I anticipate Zulu starting soon. Miss Gail Benson joins them in the box, as well as the Archbishop, Gregory Amon. So a lot of folks start. A lot of council members are showing up. People all over the place.
No, you haven't been here, you said, since, I think, the 70s, because of the Jefferson Parish duties and everything.
Right.
Your perspective on how it's changed, still the same, glad to be back, what?
Yeah, you know, it's still set up a lot the same, a lot more colorful, the colored barricades, the colored tents, here at Lafayette Square. A lot of fond memories of being a teenager, actually, watching the parades down here. It was a lot of fun.
That leather bag of wine, Boone's Farm?
Wild Mountain.
Remember those leather wine bags?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I never had one.
Look at Santani laughing next to you. She knows what we're talking about. I'll bet you never had one.
What are you talking about? She's got one right here on a chair.
That would not surprise me at all. So I understand y'all are going to try to talk to the Archbishop later and Miss Benson. What a Miss Benson, she is just the first lady in New Orleans. Just, maybe oozes is not a good word, but she just oozes class. It's amazing the way she carries herself. If you look at the Pelicans, some of the things she said about the Pelicans they want to accomplish. So not just nice, but very competent as well.
The temperature's heating up here, too. It's not nearly as cold as it was an hour ago when we started. I feel it getting a lot warmer. I've already started to take some jackets off. 69 degrees at the present time.
No, I don't think it is.
That's what it's saying here.
No.
Hey, this is on our trusty WWL equipment. Come on, man.
I can still see my breath, so I don't think it's
69. So it's not 69, no.
No.
Well, it may be because this thing is sitting in direct sunlight.
Perhaps. No, I'm still seeing the breath.
Where's Carl Arredondo when you need him, right?
Well, he's probably enjoying a parade for the first time in a long time.
And, Tommy, you just dropped your study materials down there on the street. Actually, it's 38 degrees and sunny right now.
Well, it's close to 69.
That's that new map.
You know, you made a seamless transition from sheriff to talk show host. I'd probably stop here and not go into meteorology. But then again, you are in the sun. You got the sun staring you in the face. I can see it probably warming you up. And
it looks
me,
like
not so much.
I see some, this is the Nopsy truck, or the Entergy truck, I should say. I'm really showing my age if I say a Nopsy.
Pow and Light, baby. It's a Pow and Light truck.
It's a Pow and Light truck.
Clearing overhead. Then you got that big silver police truck.
You got that big stick in the sky that's making sure that the necessary clearance for the floats today as they come down to parade route.
You think they would have done that before, huh? I always wondered about that as a kid. Is a guy going to jump out with a chainsaw and start trimming limbs? Are they going to get to come along and raise the wire?
No, this is the Cox truck. It's not even Entergy anymore.
Heading to the quarter?
What? Yep.
As I look at the Archbishop, you know that's not right. That is just not right. So I guess they're checking for overhead lines, and then what do you see behind that? I'm going to try to talk to one of these Zulu guys and see if they know how close the parade is.
Yep, these are the lead vehicles of the Zulu parade making its way down the street as more and more Zulu officials are coming into the stands at the present time. You can really feel the excitement. A lot of people dancing. A lot of people are costumed today.
A lot of people up to some other activity, too. They might be from out of town, and I'd realize it's not legal here.
You know, Tommy, I was surprised by how many of the interviews that you did this morning earlier, almost everybody from out of town.
Yeah. And what I'm smelling right now, they don't realize it's not legal here, apparently, is what's going on. I'm going to be goofy by the time I leave this area. Then again, I was goofy when I got here. So. Now you tell.
There's a Zulu official right there.
Let me check with him. Sir, is this a parade that's coming up?
Yes, sir.
How's everything running so far? On schedule? Everything's good?
Everything's good.
How long you been in the Zulu organization? You want to talk about that? Okay. All right.
He's working undercover.
Apparently so. Got a big jacket on. It says Zulu, so you wouldn't think it's undercover, but...
Tommy, King Zulu this year, George Rainey, and Queen Zulu, Kaylin Rainey, and the Zulu honorary Grand Marshal is Clarence A. Becknell Sr. We see more and more Zulu officials coming into the stands as we speak, and it looks like the stands, every time I look down, there's more and more people, and you see less and less seats available, so they're filling up fast here.
I would think, and again, I haven't been to the quarter in a long time, but I would think people would be more tempted to go today because it's not going to be as hot with everybody jammed together. Still thinking about taking a walk down there. Haven't been a long time.
We went walking in the quarter this past Saturday. It was absolutely incredible. Wall-to-wall people, everybody having fun. You know, it's funny. A lot of people weren't throwing beads from the balconies. They were throwing Super Balls, and they had Super Balls bouncing all over the walls and the streets and everything else down there. A lot of fun. A lot of people from out of town. Everybody I talked to down there was from out of town.
You didn't see anybody ziplining, did you?
No ziplining.
Yeah, because I thought that was a movie thing. I didn't really think that happened in real life.
Well, as Dave Cohen said, they had greased the poles down there, you know, so it was...
be kind of impossible. Who was singing here?
Everybody's getting involved in this song.
Hey!
Tommy, this year also Rex is Robert Sandoz Beau, and the Queen of Carnival is Christina Britt Johnson. Both families being involved in the Rex organization for a long, long time. So we look forward to seeing Rex following Zulu this morning.
I don't mean to dwell on this, but you were in the studio yesterday when they came in. Not only did Newell know Rex because they went to Jesuit together, he also knew the Queen's parents because of, I don't know why. I don't know, but... Well, I guess you weren't elected officially because you did have to know some people here or there.
That's absolutely correct.
Man, this crowd is just
New Orleans
ready.
Is a small town.
You know what it feels like down here, like a Saints game when they're getting ready to introduce the players.
Absolutely.
Everybody
absolutely.
Just charged up, excited. They're ready for it to happen. Ready for the instead of the Saints come running out the tunnel, they're ready for the parade to come. Well, not barreling, but.
Lot of energy. I've been very surprised by this. This is my first year doing this down here at Gallia Hall, and I'm having a great time.
You know, I don't mean to make it a competition or anything, but compare and contrast between this and Argus and Jefferson Parish.
You know,
just in terms of atmosphere.
You know, it's a similar atmosphere in Jefferson Parish. Mardi Gras Day out there draws almost a million people, right?
Really?
A million, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
It is one of the biggest, it is the biggest parade day in Jefferson Parish, and it's a completely different feel from the other parades.
Well, here we got the police units and the Kern van coming up, so I'm trying to see if I can see a float or not. The Hail Zulu chant goes up from the crowd. Again, we see the Blaine Kern wagon. I would go talk to the Zulu representative again, but it didn't go so well the first time.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds here before we got to get to a hard break with CBS News, and hopefully we can get back on air. But by the time the lead Zulu units get here, this is the police units in the Kern Command Center that comes in front of the Gallia Hall at this point. And this means it's here. Zulu has arrived at Gallia Hall.
And we will carry the toast for you live here at WWL.
All right, folks, stay with us. Tommy Tucker and Newell Norman on St. Charles Avenue, live from Gallia Hall. We're having a great time doing the Mardi Gras Mambo on WWL. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back, and this is the U.S. Marine Corps Band. Tommy, I don't know about you, but I love when the parade starts with the Marine Corps band taking them out. It's a great sight.
There are a lot of nice uniforms in the military, but those Marine dress blues are hard to beat, man, I'm telling you.
So we have officially started the Zulu Parade at Gallier Hall with the U.S. Marine Corps band and the USMC recruiting station Marine Corps Hummer follows, and then the mayor and the police chief and the mounted unit will be up next, and I can see them right down the street.
The precision of these Marines, amazing. Getting a nice hand from the crowd, as they should.
They always do. I mean, they do a great job. Like you said, the precision in their marching is second to none.
You know that Christian Garrick was a Marine, or is a Marine. I guess once you are, you always
once
are.
Once a Marine, always a Marine. Semper Fi, baby.
Yeah, I would like to have seen him in his uniform. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I mean.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Look, he wears that with honor.
Let me tell you something.
He truly does.
To get through boot camp is amazing. And then they got this thing for the officers called the Quigley.
Yep.
It's a deal where you got to go upside down underwater, and it's just nuts. It's crazy.
Looks like they're taking a little break at the present time and having fun talking to the audience, talking to all the folks out in the stands.
Not everybody's taking a break.
There you go, the Marine Corps band having a little fun down on the street. Talking down in the middle of the band down there.
That's Domino. I'm walking.
Well, having a little fun at Mardi Gras. Jamming with the Marine Corps Band. Take them out, Tommy Tucker. Seen a Marine Corps band do this. Yeah! Oh, yeah.
To see him go from the precision of the Marine Corps hymn to the freestyle of Fats Domino, I'm walking. Outstanding. Incredible.
Absolutely incredible. I think we got to take a break. We're going to go to a break while they're resting here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker and Newell Norman at Gallia Hall. We're back at Gallia Hall. Tommy Tucker and Newell Norman. The Marine Corps Band continues to play some jazz music. Tommy Tucker's out on the street. Tommy, where are you?
Down here listening to him. Newland is amazing. I'm going to tell you what.
The Marine Corps Band of New Orleans is putting on quite the show.
Thoroughly entertaining everybody. They're getting ready to move on here. But man, this is like a nice jazz ensemble.
The crowds are growing since our last break. I mean, everyone is getting into the stands. They are absolutely packed now. Beef flying all over the place. Quite the sight.
I'm going to tell you what, in terms of proportion, that LSU Tiger Band's going to have to go away to beat this group of Marines from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. They only got about 25 of them. Crowd loving them. They're playing a lot bigger than that, I guarantee you.
Absolutely. Crowd is very excited about seeing the Marine Corps Band partaking a little jazz music, a little upbeat music as well.
Can I get a business card or something from you guys so I can get your video or your audio or something?
Tommy's down on the street negotiating now with the Marine Corps Band to see if they can get a little audio from us.
Okay. Can I write your number down?
Tell me about the tell me who you are.
My name is Lance Corporal Butler. I'm with the 2nd Marine Division Band.
How do these guys learn to jam like they do?
Lots of practice every day.
But it seems like a lot of freestyling, too. These are some very talented musicians, huh?
Yes, sir, they are. Been practicing all their lives.
All right. Newell, back to you.
Strict and terse in his response to those incredibly probative questions, Tommy Tucker, and to find out about...
Let me tell you something. These Marines don't have a lot of play.
They don't fool around, do they?
No. But then again, would you really want... Would you really want a Marine that was in the goofing around? You understand what I'm saying? I don't think you would.
He obviously must know what I know and interacted with Tommy Tucker, right?
I don't know, but he's just very businesslike.
Your reputation precedes you, baby.
Lance Corporal. Yes, sir. No, sir. I should have said at ease.
At ease. The Marine Corps band's passing. Zulu's on the move
again. I'm surprised you didn't know him.
The New Orleans Police mounted unit is up, and I think the mayor is riding as well as the police chief, Tommy.
A big deal, man, at LSU band in Zulu for the Queen, who is, of course, a student at LSU. We're all looking forward to them. And just like, I guess, mayors in the past have, Mayor Cantrell, and she, as a councilperson, rode with, I think she was behind the mayor last year, may have rode with the criminal sheriff's office. But, yeah, there she is, dressed in purple.
She's dressed in purple with sequins as well, leading out the mounted unit of the New Orleans Police Department. Beautiful horses, beautiful day to ride.
I wonder if I can grab her like I used to, Mitch Landrieu, or if that's going to violate some protocol.
She looks like she's having a great time. I see the chief out there, a couple of the ranking officers of NOPD as well.
Man, she's riding that horse like she does it every day.
Yep.
Dressed in a purple jacket, laissez-les bon temps roulés on the back, having a great time. Who wouldn't have a great time doing that, huh?
You know, some of my fondest memories was riding horseback in the crew of Iris down St. Charles Avenue. It was a great ride on horseback. Day like today, nice breeze, cool, crisp. You couldn't ask for anything more.
You know, they have so many bad things, and you know, Newell, that go along with elected office. Sometimes you have to deal with some controversies, et cetera. It's nice to see somebody, and I would imagine with you, too, to enjoy some of the privileges that the office brings with it, right?
Yeah, it's not only that, but to be able to let your hair down and have a good time, and no better day than Mardi Gras Day to do so. And as Joe Geruso said earlier, this is a political free zone today. Let's just all have fun, interact, have a great time, and just partake of each other and you know, everything that we have to offer, just having fun together.
Interact and great and have a great time. I don't think the Marine got that memo. Lance Corporal, whoa. Yes, sir. What'd you say? We're going to take a break, Dave?
Yep, we're going to take a break as some of the Mardi Gras Indians work their way down the parade route. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker and Newell Norman will be right back. That's right. We're back at Gallia Hall. Tommy Tucker on the street. Newell Norman up in the stands at Gallia Hall. And approaching us at this time is the criminal sheriff, Marlon Guzman's Mounted Patrol.
And I would love to talk to him if they stop, but I'm not going to get trampled.
He's being joined by Sheriff Turlich from Plaquemines Parish, riding as well. Also see Sheriff Greg Champagne, the sheriff of St. Charles Parish, and a number of other sheriffs that are riding with him as well.
It would be the sheriff's posse.
The sheriff's posse, absolutely.
Is who it would be. I'm going to try to get in here.
Go ahead, Tommy. That horse won't bite you.
No, he may walk over me, though. Sheriff Guzman. Yeah, thanks for stopping the horse. Tommy Tucker with WWI. You having a good time today?
Oh, Tommy, great time. Happy Mardi Gras to everybody out here. This is, we have Sheriff Jerry Turlich from Plaquemines Parish. Sheriff Willie Martin from St. James Parish. And Sheriff Greg Champagne from St. Charles Parish. We're all out here. Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras to y'all, too. You saw Newell up there? Wave to Newell. Newell Norman, you see him? Over there. But there you go. There's all the sheriffs seeing him.
The sheriffs look great on horseback. The sheriff's mounted patrol.
Sheriff Guzman kept me from being run over by a horse, which I appreciate very much. Now they're seeing Newell.
There you go.
There's that sheriff love.
I don't know about you, Tommy, but I think the crowds are even getting bigger now.
They are. They're swelling. It's warming up. The excitement's building because they know Zulu is on his way, followed by Rex. And I gotta tell you, man, I love Zulu and I love Rex, but I'm excited to see that Tiger marching band. You?
Oh, absolutely. Love the Tiger marching band. Nothing better than when the Tigers walk out on the football field right before the game starts.
And you know, it's quite a tribute to the Queen, really, that you would get that golden band from Tigerland to march in a parade, which I don't think they do a whole lot of parades, do they?
No, they don't. And I'm going to be shameless and put in a plug for the JPSO Band of Excellence is in Rex this year as well. They've marched with the Rex organization a couple times. It was a band that I was part of creating for kids and advocating to get a collegiate scholarship. So looking forward to seeing them as well.
Outstanding. Do you know where they are in the parade?
I do not. In fact, I hadn't gone through this 8-page list of...
You know, I usually don't know because a lot of times they aren't in order.
Right, right.
So
this thing is chock full of just, you know, all kinds of groups and marching bands and everything else. We have our first, our second marching band coming up here. Talladega College, one of the premier college bands that have played in a couple of parades this year so far.
A pretty good Division II football
Absolutely.
Team, I think, also. They usually stop right in front of the reviewing stand and play, so let's see what they got in their repertoire today. Is that that word, new repertoire?
Repertoire.
Repertoire.
You're not used to those three-syllable words.
Well,
so.
I don't speak French. The Talladega College Great Tornado Band from Talladega, Alabama.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Incredible looking uniforms, marching with precision.
Batons glistening in the sun as the drum majors go by. And now the majorettes, beautiful young ladies. And here come the horns.
With the sunlight on these beautiful instruments. They must have polished these things all night long, Tom.
There are more horns in this band than a Texas cattle ranch. Rockin' Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
I don't know, it had to be about 200 strong in this band. Huge band. Beautiful light blue and maroon band uniforms.
It's not a competition, but LSU's going to have to go a ways.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they will. All of these bands, very, very talented. So we're taking a break here.
Yep, we're going to take a break.
Back.
Stay with us. Tommy Tucker out on the street. Newell Norman up in the stands at Gallia Hall. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.